There are things man was not meant to know. But that doesn't mean that they don't know us. When you stare off into space and it blinks back at you. When the creature under your bed calls some friends over for dinner. When your very sanity is hanging by a thread. There is one place you can turn to.
You have reached the Lovecraft Detective Agency. If you're sane enough to ask, you probably don't need our help. And that's a good thing, since we are currently away from the office and unable to take your call. At the sound of the tone, you may leave your name and phone number. You may, that is, but please don't expect us to listen to it. One of our clients left its true name on a message, and the machine melted when we tried to listen. I still keep it as a paperweight. Your best bet is to call back later, assuming you have a linear understanding of time. If you require immediate assistance from this office and cannot wait for us to return, please contact your attorney and make sure your last will and testament is up to date. We do not suggest calling 911, as you'll probably just get those people killed too, which is bad, apparently. If it is an absolute emergency and the fate of the universe hangs on your reaching us, please follow these precise steps in order to receive the assistance you require. Step 1.
Please tell me you're done.
For the moment.
Oh, that's not done. That's taking a break.
Well, it should be a long break if that's of any help. I have successfully concluded that all the jellyfish which have washed ashore are in their proper sets of three.
You were counting jellyfish?
No, simply making sure that when there were sets of three jellyfish, they either formed a triangle or a straight line.
Morty, jellyfish lying on the sand in sets of three will only form a triangle or a straight line. There are no other options.
This is true with the first eight dimensions. I'm just trying to make sure number nine doesn't make an appearance.
How many dimensions are there?
Well, technically there are only eight.
So far.
Or perhaps it would be better to say that there are only eight at one given time.
So far.
Actually, I suppose it's best to say that there are six dimensions which constantly interact with this dimension. And about 26, which sort of take turns in the seventh slot. There are, at last count, 311 dimensions caught in a cluster which are constantly consuming one another, and whichever one of those is dominant from moment to moment takes up the eighth slot.
So far,
I'm reasonably certain there are more dimensions, and some of them might be able to interact with this one, but theoretically, at any rate. However, we don't seem to have attracted their attention, which is probably for the best. Not actually sure what could cause them to do...
Darling, you do know I stopped listening after eight, don't you?
I do now.
Excellent. Now, as your jellyfish examination is complete...
So far.
Gladys, why don't you go get yourself another drink? Perhaps you'd enjoy a hurricane.
Oh, I doubt it. I sat through one that one time, got rather damp, and my favorite parasol broke.
I believe Janet is referring to the alcoholic drink of the same name.
Though, feel free to partake of either. Charge it to my room, by all means.
Thank you, Janet. Back in a flash.
Take your time. She has downed 4 Mai Tais, 3 Pina Coladas, and a mind eraser. Please tell me how she is still conscious.
Janet, my dear, are you trying to get Gladys drunk?
I am trying to get her comatose. Death by alcohol poisoning is not completely off my wish list.
Ah, I see. Well, I'm afraid either scenario is unlikely. Gladys was exposed to much stronger sedatives than alcohol during her time in the asylum. They were similarly ineffective. Her constitution, like her mental processes, unique.
This was meant to be a romantic weekend away for the two of us. Instead, there are three of us. Why, Mordecai, are there three of us?
Would you have left Gladys back in Arkham?
In a heartbeat.
Unsupervised.
She's a grown woman.
She is insane, Janet. I don't happen to have the paperwork on me, but I can show it to you at a later time if you'd like. I use hypnosis to close off the parts of her mind with, shall we say, alternative views on reality? However, that requires constant reinforcement. I might not need to help shore up the hypnotic suggestions every day, but to ignore them for an entire 3-day weekend? No! I would be taking quite a bit of a risk, particularly if I were to leave her within walking distance of my office. There are things there I'd just as soon no insane person had unfettered access to, and Gladys actually knows what most of them do.
Lovely.
I'm back.
Lovely. What have you got there?
A non-strawberry daiquiri.
Gladys doesn't care for strawberries. I find you can always tell someone has a condition like hers if they don't care for strawberries.
Doesn't a daiquiri usually have ice?
I'm not a big fan of ice either.
So, what you have there is straight rum?
Not anymore.
Gladys, my dear, why don't you enjoy the surf and the sun for a bit? Janet and I will go take a stroll through on the boardwalk.
An inspired idea.
Have fun.
We shall, I'm sure.
Excuse me, Gladys.
Hmm? Oh, hello, young lady. How did you know my name? Have we met before?
Someone told me to give this to you.
Well, what a lovely shell that is. Who told you to give this to me?
I don't know, but he smelled like fish.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's always nice to get something from my pen pal.
Why are you walking so slowly?
Do I strike you as the sort of man who is comfortable wearing flip-flops? Because if I do, I really need to correct that impression.
Is something wrong with flip-flops?
Yes. More than one thing is wrong with flip-flops, if I'm honest. However, many, though by no means all, of the things which are wrong are at least mitigated if one has practiced wearing them. It's similar, I imagine, to wearing stiletto heels or clown shoes, although I'm not sure there's really that much difference there. However, my point is...
that you are not accustomed to wearing flip-flops, and that you are blaming your inability to master a basic life skill that every 6-year-old easily learns on the shoes themselves instead of on your own disinterest in mastering something you find is beneath your dignity.
Well, yes. For someone who understands the concept so readily, your tone suggests you find the situation frustrating.
Morty... I am trying, very hard, mind you, to enjoy myself this weekend. If you are sensing any frustration, and you are, it is precisely because of that. I am at the beach for the weekend, with no work-related responsibilities on my plate. I have brought along my boyfriend, and the weather is picture postcard perfect. I should not have to try to enjoy myself.
Ah. I believe I begin to understand.
I'm skeptical of that claim, but sure, let's go with that.
Is there any way I can make this holiday more pleasant for you?
You can take one yourself. The universe, or this dimension, or however you're choosing to refer to what everyone else just calls life... it's existed for billions of years before the birth of Mordecai Lovecraft. So you are safe to take a vacation. The walls of creation are not going to come crumbling down today, so stop looking for cracks in the masonry.
That seems reasonable.
And the hesitant tone indicates...
I suspect you would categorize it as paranoia. Statistically speaking, there have been far more days which have not contained the potential for a reality-ending event than days which have. Indeed, owing to my long-standing policy of not involving myself unless the situation involved either unknowable and unspeakable horrors, or both, I'm sure there must have been incidents where someone else must have prevented the collapse of our existence as we knew it. As I say, the numbers are on your side, and... logically speaking, I should be able to do exactly as you say and take a day off, as it were.
My proposal was for a full weekend, but I suspect there's a however looming in your diatribe.
Yes, well, as I say, from a logical standpoint, you are quite right. However, My life experience leads me to believe that logic takes a backseat to the power of irony. And the mere fact that we have discussed how unlikely it is that something could go wrong today, of all days, makes it a near-dead certainty that something will go wrong.
Except, now that you've pointed out the potency of irony and declared our doom to be a certainty, you've applied logic to the irony. Therefore, irony will, in its contrariness, take the opposite course if for no other reason than to spite you.
I never considered that possibility.
I was the captain of my debate team 3 years running.
Very well. I concede the point. From this moment forward and for the rest of the weekend, I am no longer the last line of defense against the forces from beyond the veil. The last line of defense is now, well, whatever line would normally come before me, assuming there is one.
That's the spirit. Or as close as I suspect you're capable of.
So, how shall we spend our remaining hours of leisure?
Why, by doing stupid touristy things which are equal parts corny and overpriced.
Naturally.
Come on.
Where are we? No. No, you cannot be serious.
I'm not being serious. I'm being frivolous. I just happen to be very serious about my frivolity.
And this is something you will enjoy. You want to go to a fortune teller and what? Have your palm read?
Honestly, I was leaning towards a tarot spread, but I'm flexible.
Oh, good heavens. I just noticed the name of the establishment.
The Aura Shop. Cute.
One does not buy auras. If you want to have your aura read, I can do that myself. You have a lovely, robust life energy with an understandable dabbling of equal parts violence and stress. I'd say that's work-related. There's something akin to a desire to see a puzzle solved, which makes your whole inner light sparkle like glitter, all wrapped in a thin layer of deceit.
Deceit?
Auras are largely shaped by first impressions. First time we met, you lied to me, pretending to be married to, what was his name? The one who died so horribly.
You never learned his real name. Not that you would have remembered it if you had. In any case, I don't want my aura read by my boyfriend. I want it read by a woman, wearing hoop earrings and gauzy fabrics and speaking in whatever accent she happens to think is exotic.
And why do you want me to come along? This is what I do every day of my life, except that it isn't. This is more like a horrible parody of what I do. It would be like me bringing you to a buddy cop movie. You'd be miserable and annoyed at all the inaccuracies and misconceptions around law enforcement. Honestly, Janet, do you want to spend your time in a room where I am critiquing every single thing? Because I truly don't believe I will be able to help myself.
In the first place, Mordecai, your irritation and frustration are what we may deem to be payback for bringing Gladys along on this trip. In the second place, what on earth makes you think I dislike snarky, pedantic belittling of others? If that were the case, darling, why on earth would I be dating you?
Good afternoon, seekers of the truth. I am Pavel Gregorovich.
Of course you are.
Do you have an appointment?
No, I'm afraid not.
We assumed that a fortune teller
would know that you're coming. I have, of course, heard this joke before.
I hadn't intended it as a joke.
Ah! This is maybe why it is not funny? Walk-ins are, of course, welcome, however skeptical they may be.
I don't think you can really classify him as a skeptic.
There is another couple seeing Mr. Isotep at the present. Would you care to wait?
Well, if she's the only psychic here, I suppose we must.
Really? Must we?
I suppose we must.
There is also Professor Rutza.
But you don't want him. Pavel, may I have another cup of tea, please?
Of course, Miss Shelby.
Now, you two listen to me. I've been coming here for years, ever since my dear Emmett passed over to the other side. You take my advice and wait for Mistress Otep.
Professor Rutza isn't as good?
Not by half. Oh, he can put on a nice little show from time to time, and the yellow robes are striking. Full credit to his tailor, but he's not nearly as good as Mistress Otep.
Ah, Shelby, you will give them the wrong impression of Professor Rutza.
And do not think I take such things lightly, Shelby. My mind's eye sees all. I do not deny the powers of Mistress Otep, and it is truly a blessing that your paths are so fortuitously intertwined. But mark me, I too have power, a link to the realm of the beyond. You belittle my abilities at your peril. These two. Yes, I see how their destiny might have been if they had come unto me. I could have told them much indeed, but not now. Now your negative energy has clouded my sight, and I see only peril, only danger. No, I cannot stay here and taint their day with such dire pronouncements. Pavel, cancel my appointments for the afternoon. I need to go get a chai latte.
Why precisely was he walking backward?
Oh, he does that to show off the power of his third eye. He's gotten pretty good at leaving without looking where he's going. It works fine as long as he doesn't forget about the fringe on the carpet.
A man in yellow robes named Rutsa, who appeared walking backwards after the third time his name was mentioned. If we had said his name backwards, I wonder if he would have come in walking forward, which might mean his real name is...
What are you doing?
Noticing something.
Well, stop it! Mr. Grigorovich, please sign us in to see Mistress Otep at her next available slot. I assume it's her current client, then Shelby, then us?
Oh, you two go on ahead of me. I'm here all the time, but I wouldn't want to make you wait around on your vacation.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you.
Mistress Otep should not be much longer.
I'm going to kill you!
Sharon, wait!
You pig!
Hey, calm down. You're making a scene.
Well, you made a fool out of me, so I guess it's my turn to make something. Oh, I can't believe you! You pig!
I didn't do anything.
Oh, really? Excuse me, miss. What color is my hair?
That's definitely red hair.
Exactly. You see, Paul? Red! Red hair! You know what it's not? It's not blonde hair.
I know what color your hair is.
Then you know why I'm upset.
Because some woman in a headdress says my chakra is still intertwined with a woman with blonde hair?
Your spirit. She said your spirit is still bonded to someone from your past. Someone blonde like Raquel.
You have gone officially crazy. This woman is a fake. Everyone who's not crazy knows she's a fake because there's no such thing as a real psychic. She didn't open a veil into the astral plane and see where my spirit was bonded. She just made stuff up off the top of her head.
Or she may simply have been fairly observant.
What?
What?
I can't speak to her connection with the supernatural, but I do see that you have a travel bag over your shoulder. In the mesh part where you're keeping the suntan lotion, there are a few long strands of blonde hair. Now, they could have been there for some time, thus the reference to the past, but since at least one of them appears to be on top of the sunscreen, and since the sunscreen is evidently quite fresh as the safety seal hasn't yet been removed...
Ow!
Pig!
Sharon! Sharon, wait!
That was very impressive.
Well... I am a detective, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. And, Mr. Detective, the young man's name was Paul, which I know you don't recall, but 30 seconds ago he called out the young woman's name as well. Did your keen powers of observation happen to catch what that name was?
Raquel?
That was actually better than I thought you'd do.
Good morning to you both. Please, take a seat.
Thank you for seeing us, Mistress Otep.
I am a seer. It is my lot in life. I have access to knowledge from beyond the veil, beyond the stars, and beyond light itself. Tell me, what secrets have you come to seek?
Well, if I may be honest...
Not you. I answer all questions to the best of my ability. I am sworn to do so. The kind of questions you would ask me. No. It is rare that something is best left unknown. Rare, but not impossible.
Then you know who I am?
Not by name, but I see you have been touched by things. Things I would not let touch me from three dimensions away.
You read my aura?
I said no questions from you. But no, I do not read auras. That is not my gift. My spirit guides looked at your spirit guide.
Quite soon, I don't have any of those.
And do you have any idea what state a person needs to be in before they reach the point where they don't have any spirit guides anymore? Now silence.
Honestly, I was just looking to have our cards read, or maybe our palms. I didn't really have anything specific.
Cards? Bah. If you want cards, Pavel will sell them to you outside for $12.95. Or you can buy the special deck for $16.95.
What's the difference?
There is absolutely no difference. We will use the crystal.
Oh my.
Hush!
Yes, darling, hushing is a good thing.
I'm not so sure.
Whereas I am spectacularly sure. Monumentally so. My surety is as a colossus.
Are you done?
He is. I must say, that is exquisite. When you said a crystal, I naturally assumed you meant a crystal ball.
Pavel could sell you one of those, too. This is something different. Focus on the crystal, if you please.
I sincerely do not please.
Fuddy-duddy, just look into the crystal and focus.
Yes?
Well done. Most people take much longer to wake him.
I will always awaken for a beautiful woman.
I see. Well, aren't you a charming disembodied voice?
This is Nyarlath. He sees beyond the veil as well as he sees into this world.
We are having our fortunes told by Nyarlath and Otep.
I am quite certain I did not stutter.
Surely you of all people can look beyond our names. Really, my dear lady, you could do much better for yourself than to hitch your wagons to this man's star.
All right, I think that's quite enough, Janet. I understand your desire that I should suffer in silence, but it's fairly urgent, I think, that I speak out just about now.
Oh, darling, you're not seriously worried, are you? I admit I'm not as familiar with the supernatural as you, but I would never end our relationship based off of this hokum.
I'm telling you, you should really consider it.
You're not the only detective in the room, you know. The voice of the crystal is obviously coming from that speaker over there.
Janet!
I don't mean to be rude, Mistress Otep. The presentation was lovely. I'm a fan of a good magic show, even when I can see the occasional string holding up the whole...
Janet! That speaker isn't hooked up to anything.
So it's a wireless speaker?
It most assuredly is not. I know that particular model of speaker as I use a similar one for some of my own investigations. One wire to a subject's earring, and another to something like a dead man's wedding ring, boost the psychic energy, and you can talk to the recently departed if they're willing. I assume that's how you communicate with Shelby's late husband?
Her husband? No. Emmett was Shelby's dog. She comes by once a week to hear the dear creature bark and pant. Not something I do, you understand, but it makes her happy.
Hang on. If the speaker isn't hooked up to anything, then the voice from the crystal...
is coming from the crystal, yes.
Though crystal isn't quite the right word, I imagine.
And the right word would be...
Well, I don't think there's a single word which does it justice on every level, but I think I will cover most of my bases when I say it is... an egg.
That's a little harsh now, don't you think?
I really don't. Imbued with psychic energy as your clients focus on it, and slowly the consciousness within has been developing until such time as it is ready to enter its next phase of existence.
At which point it hatches?
And like most hatchlings, it comes into this world hungry.
Mistress Otep, I could waste a great deal of the FBI's resources to find out where you got that rock. And find one of a million pretenses to take it by force. Or we could simplify matters and do this the civilized way. I will hand you $17, and you will give me a nickel and change, and then you will write me a receipt for the ugly and somewhat sentient crystal I just managed to purchase. I will then put the infernal thing into storage as far as possible from anyone until my boyfriend works out the safest way to scramble this particular ova.
Which option shall we be taking today, bearing in mind that I'm on vacation and already seriously annoyed by how well that's going?
Take it, please. I'd have sold it to you for a penny.
Oh, well done, my dear. I see you realized that she's bound to answer any question honestly, which is why she insisted that I do.
Mordecai!
Not...
Shut up!
You know, I was furious when I said you should dump that guy.
I do know that, yes.
There's no happiness down that road for you.
I know that.
Oh, just waiting out the inevitable then?
Shut up!
Hey, you can't talk to me like that. You're not my mother.
No, but she is your sister.
Oh, please. Distant cousin at best.
Well, Janet, the family tree is a bit sticky, I'll admit.
Will you just take him, please?
Of course. And here's one of the unlucky ones.
Wait, that looks like one of my brothers.
Not all eggs hatch, child. Now, let the grown-ups talk, please. Were there any problems?
I won't bother pretending not to be offended by that question. I know what I'm doing.
I'm concerned about your little attachment. Do you have feelings for him?
Only good old-fashioned lust. Besides, he makes it easier to explain how I happened to come across the artifacts you send me to fetch.
And the woman?
We've discussed the woman. I am handling her.
Very well, then. Just be cautious. I believe one of the other factions may have caught on to your secret.
What do you mean?
You've been followed recently. Can't you smell it in the air?
I don't... Ugh, drat. Fish.
You have been listening to the Lovecraft's Detective Agency, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Mordecai was Andrew Dell. Gladys was Liz Music. Janet was Brianna Kuby. The little child was Morgan Gastingy. Pavel was Adam Gastingy. Shelby and Otep were Rebecca Scheimer. Rutza was Dan Wenzel. Paul was Aaron Manka White. Sharon was Jill Wenzel. Nyarlath was Rick Tennant, and the mysterious woman was Andy Gastingy. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Tune in next time for something even creepier.